Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, April the 25th, 2023, I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about Zimbabwe's various political parties ramping up their campaigns for the general elections expected in a few months. The ruling party ZANU-PF and the main opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, are making their cases to the voters across the country as the nation awaits President Emmerson Mnangagwa to proclaim the election date anytime soon. Li Chonanjani, Zimbabwe omuhle siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Namuhla sixoxa ngenhlelo zabatsha bamabandla atshiyeneyo ezokukhankasela ukhetho olukhangelelwe ukwenziwa kusikhatshana esilandelayo. Ukhetho lolu ngolokudinga amakhansila, amalunga ephalamende kanye lomongameli. Kwaziwai vatereri, nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tirikutaresa zvirongwa, zveve chidiki vemapato akasiyana siyana. Zvekutsvaga rutsigiro pamberi pesarudzo, dzichaitwa nguva pfupi inotevera. Sarudzo idzi ndezvekutsvaga mutungamiri wenyika, makanzura uye nhengo dzedare reparamende. But first, a major development in U.S. politics. As President Joe Biden officially announced today, he will seek re-election in next year's presidential election, setting the stage for a likely rematch with his arch rival, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, whom he defeated 3 years ago. Here is an excerpt of a 3-minute video ad that Biden put out to announce the long-awaited news.
Freedom. Personal freedom is fundamental to who we are as Americans.
There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred.
That's been the work of my first term. To fight for our democracy.
This shouldn't be a red or blue issue.
To protect our rights, to make sure that everyone in this country is treated equally and that everyone is given a fair shot at making it. But you know, around the country, MAGA extremists are lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms, cutting Social Security that you paid for your entire life while cutting taxes for the very wealthy, dictating what healthcare decisions women can make, banning books, and telling people who they can love, all while making it more difficult for you to be able to vote. When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America, and we still are. The question we're facing is whether in the years ahead we have more freedom or less freedom, more rights or fewer. I know what I want the answer to be, and I think you do too. This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election.
That was U.S. President Joe Biden announcing his candidacy for the 2024 presidential election on a Democratic ticket. And moving on, the Sudan crisis is continuing. As Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced that following intense negotiations over the past 48 hours, the Sudanese Armed Forces, SAF, and the Rapid Support Forces have agreed to implement a nationwide ceasefire starting at midnight Monday, to last for 72 hours, as VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports, the news comes as foreign nationals and Sudanese civilians continue to leave the country.
A UN convoy carrying 700 people completed a dangerous 850-kilometer trip from the embattled capital Khartoum to Port Sudan on the Red Sea coast, as foreign countries and organizations continued to extricate their personnel from the violence between the two warring factions in Sudan. On Saturday, the U.S. military sent three Chinook helicopters to evacuate the American embassy staff from Khartoum. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan expressed gratitude.
We are proud of the extraordinary commitment of our embassy staff, who performed their duties with courage and professionalism, and we are grateful for the unmatched skill of our service members who successfully brought them to safety. We thank Djibouti, Ethiopia, and Saudi Arabia, each of which were critical to the success of our operation.
At the State Department, VOA asked Secretary Blinken how many Americans remain in Sudan and what their options are. Blinken said exact numbers are not available, and the U.S. is trying to help private U.S. citizens join convoys organized by other countries.
We do know, of course, the number of Americans who have registered with us and with whom we're in very active touch, communication. And of those, I would say some dozens have expressed an interest in leaving.
Asked about foreign intervention in the fighting in Sudan, Blinken had this to say about Russia's Wagner Group mercenaries.
We do have deep concern about the engagement of Prigozhin group, the Wagner group, in Sudan. It's in so many different countries in Africa, an element that, when it's engaged, simply brings more death and destruction with it. And it's very important that we not see its further engagement in Sudan. And I know a number of countries are very concerned with that prospect.
One analyst told VOA that the Russian-based and supported Wagner Group is reportedly now providing Sudan's Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, paramilitary force, with weapons, and said this could be a game changer.
We understand that they may have provided man-portable air defense systems, shoulder-fired rockets, tank busters, things like that, to try to hit at the Sudan Armed Forces' heavy armor. If that were true, and if they were to introduce those into the fight, that could help to turn the tide in favor of the RSF.
Hudson told VOA that Egypt is openly supporting the other side in the conflict, Sudan's armed forces.
They don't hide the fact that they're interested in seeing the army maintain control over the country. They've never been particularly interested in seeing a civilian transition there.
Kenyan Foreign Minister Alfred Mutua called on the Wagner Group and all foreign powers to stop providing weapons and stoking the conflict, blaming countries in the Middle East without naming names. He also said Kenya has offered to mediate in the conflict between the two warring generals and is optimistic an agreement can be reached to end the suffering of Sudanese civilians. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Thank you there, Cindy. Let's take a short break. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Folks, For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about campaigns for this year's general elections. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back in Zimbabwe, political parties, big and small, are on the campaign trail, with the youth playing a major role in mobilization ahead of the polls. ZAPU held a rally in Madlambuzi Plumtree at the weekend, where its leader Sibongiseni Nkomo called on supporters to turn out in large numbers on election day and vote ZANU-PF out of power. VOA Studio 7 correspondent Ezra Chisaspanda spoke to some of the young people who attended. Asizweni ukuthi batheni.
Sitheleni phela sizizwe ukuthi kethi kuyini okwenziwe likhange kuzapho, kanti kwesifuna ukuzwa.
Sesikhathi sasihanga kuzapho sifuna utshintsho ngoba sesihlukumezekile elizweni, asithole imisebenzi.
Ungatholi imisebenzi, laba ababusayo sebehlulekile.
Hayi, bayehluleka kudala sazama kodwa.
Kunjani khonapha kini, ekhaya ungakwenza?
Suka evillage 17 eDombolefu.
Wena ke kwini okuhlupha kakhulu? Angizwa ukhulume phezulu.
Sithole imisebenzi sikhathi lokho but lokho sihlele emakhaya phela nje siyenzayo.
Wena wakhulu ufuna uba yini nkazana?
Ngikhula ngifuna ukuba uninzi kodwa but khathesi hhayi imali yalokuthi ngiyesikolo.
Uswele imali yokuthi uyesikolo? Awufundi so?
Ayenibalisa
ukuthi ukhona kusasa nyanga. Ngoba usele imali. Uyino ngabathe ongashela khona ukuncede. Ufuna ukuthi uncede ngani ukuthi ubuye lesikole?
Sonke uthaba zasebenze.
Njengoba abazali. Nga uthola umuntu obhadalela ngabuye lesikole?
Labo ke ngabasakhulayo bebandla leZAPU ekade besemhlanganweni webandla labo oqhutshelwe kumadlambuzi kubuhle ePlumtree ngempelasonto bebexoxa ke lapho lentathelisa indaba yethu uEzra Chisaspanda. And now we are joined, first of all, by Tim Moringai of the opposition CCC here in North America. We will also be joined by ZANU-PF youth spokesperson for Bulawayo, Eddington Pofu, and ZAPU Secretary General Tulisi Hanana Ncube. Mr. Moringai, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you, Mr. Gogo. Appreciate you bringing me on.
Thank you so very much. First of all, what's your take on President Biden announcing today that he will be seeking re-election in next year's presidential election?
Well, it goes to show that if you do what people are expecting you to do, I guess there's that wave that he's going to ride to next year, because we remember before the 2020 election, things were not going so well. I mean, things are still recovering at the moment, but it's looking like it's going to be better. I know inflation was at 12% or 9% at that point. Now we're at 5%. So we see that he's ready to take on the mantle again.
But he has achieved a lot in terms of legislation, but looking at his poll numbers, they are really bad.
Yes, that happens in politics. I mean, you and I know that, you know, people are looking at the bottom line at the gas station, at the grocery stores, and the bank account, and your daily needs. So I don't know if he can come up with a solution to that issue where people are worried about their day-to-day livelihoods. But the policies and the things that he has put in place might take a little bit to be achieved. So we'll see what happens by the time we get to election time next November.
And now turning to the Zimbabwean politics, the CCC, your party, is all over the place campaigning for votes, and so is many other political parties. Do you have a sense of victory, Mr. Moringai, as you traverse the length and breadth of Zimbabwe?
The one thing that we are definitely assured of is people want change. So we, as the CCC, will have to ask humbly all our Zimbabweans to vote for us, to vote for Advocate Nelson Chamisa, who has been nominated in our process to be our leader for the 2023 election. So we will have to come up with policies that are anti what's going on, because we know that the party that has been in power for the past 43 years has achieved nothing. And we just seen with the gold mafia episodes that it's worse than we've ever thought.
Siyabonga Mnumzana Moringai Qhubeka ubambile ecingweni as we welcome ZAPU Secretary General Umthulisi Hanana Ncube. Mnumzana Ncube, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yeah, I salbonani nyabongwa mgela uhlelo lichona njani abachonayo ngabe ekhaya.
Yeah, I siyachona lasekhaya silethemba bachone kuhle. Siyabona libhizi lani liphithekile Ncube ligijima yonke indawo lidinga amavoti phambilini kokhetho ngempela sonto sibonile belise Plumtree. Intatheli izindaba yethu ibikhona uEzra Sisa Sibanda ubekhuluma nabasakhulayo mbonile ubebuza abanye babuza iminyaka abanye bebengama-17 years kabakabi lelungelo lokuvota kodwa ukhona omunye ole-19 years obevunule ezebandla mpela ephelele wambuza uEzra ukuthi ubhalisile yini ukuvota wathi hhayi kabhalisanga. Ubuze omunye ukhulu futhi I think uthe ule 90 something years obesemhlanganweni wathi ubhalisile yini ukuthi ubhalisele yini ukuvota laye wathi kabhalisanga kodwa obesemhlanganweni. Likwenza njani njengezaphu ukuthi abasekeli benu batholakala bengabhalisanga kodwa emhlanganweni besiya?
Okumele sikunanzelele ukuthi ibandla lebandla lilabantu abaningi abathize abalisekelayo abalisupportayo ngendlela ezijeneyo. Silabantu abangamalunga esingathi ngama-members. Amalunga ngabantu abokuthi bayajoyina iphathi ababe lamakhadi bangene lemhlangano. Yibo sibagqugquzela ukuthi nxa bengamalunga bemhlanganweni esithi ngama-branch meeting sithi kabayebhalisa ukuvota. Kodwa kuzananzethi kulabanye abantu abathanda ibandla kodwa bengasomalunga ngabantu abangaba bebuya emhlanganweni, abanye ngabantu abangabethanda ibandla kube ngabantu ukuthi nxa kusenzakala bangakontributha le mali lezinye izinto ezithize besekela kodwa bengasomalunga. So siyananzelela-ke ukuthi thina njengamabandla kusayela kakhulu thina kozapho ngapha ukwenza imihlangano emkhulu esingathi ngamarali. Kubuya wonke umuntu, kuyabuya abalandeli, kubuya abantu nje labanye abazobona basike bathole izikipa kube kuhle kube njeyana kodwa bengabhalisanga ukuvota. Ngenxa yalokho saqalisa iprogramu esithi i-direct constituency penetration okutho ukuthi siyahamba ku-constituency ebantwini senze imihlangano elabantu abalutshwane ngaphansi kwezihlahla emadideni emahholo abantu bebabalutshwana ukuze senelise ukukhulumisana nabo. Nxa bebalutshwana siyenelisa futhi ukuthi umhlangano nxa uphela sesibabuza abangabhalisanga ukuvota ngobani bahlangana lama-challenges apho ukwenza bengenelisa ukuvota senelise ukuthi sikhulumisane labo sizwane. Ngoba nxa sikurala ngithi umuntu efika kurala afika akhuluma atshela abantu abatshela khona basuke behambe angazange wathola ukuthi abantu bona bacabanga njani, abantu bona babona njani, abantu bahlutshwa kuyini ezigabeni zabo. Yikho thina sihamba nge-direct constituency penetration. Uzananzela imihlangano yethu awusoze uthele imihlangano elabantu abangafika 1,000 ngenxa yokuthi sifuna abantu babe balutshwane ukuthi imihlangano nxa iphela ama coordinators ethu akhulumisane labo ababuze ukuthi babhalisile na ukuvota ngoba ilizwe leli ukuze sithathe sikhuthune umbuso kuzalo PF kumele abantu babhalise ukuvota.
Siyabonga qhubeka kubambile khonapho Mnumzana Ncube ngiye kuMuringai va Muringai muvunzwanda vunza va Ncube apandwe kuti takaona vachiita musangano paweekend kuPlumtree and mutori wedu enhau akataura nedzimwe nhengo dzebato ravo asi dzakanga dzichiti hadzisati dzanyoresa kuvhota. Dambudziko iroro ndi I'm sure riripo kuTCCC. How are you tackling that problem? Muri kuzvifambisa sei?
Yeah, thank you for that question. Zvatsukita pane strategy that I got one day pane mugwazo yanga ichitwa all this time ne ma cell structures are kuenda kuno knock on people's doors whether be ku village kana ku ma town vachitsvaga vanhu vese vasina kuvhota and then tikuisa pama Twitter accounts ma Facebook accounts anoiva anodairirwa nevana vechidiki varivo youth percentage yedu yevoting age is 62% and ndo yatakanyanya kufamba naye nemadzimai nevanhu vechisikana saka iroro ichiri challenge but we are doing the best we can to get our transportation days in my areas ese nokuti mobilization blitz yakavharwa yekuvota yekuregister kuvota saka izvinezvi vanhu vari kuendeswa kuma centers kana vasina mari kana varipo vari kundinzwa ndichitaura izvinezvi vada kunonyoresa kuvota nokuti voting is kodzero yako it's your succinct right when you are 18 years and above. Saka contact your local party or party's cell affiliates vangakubatsirai kuti munoregister kuvhota.
Thank you there. Vachangotibata muchirongwa ino inhepfenyuro yenyu, nhepfenyuro yeruzhinji, Studio 7. Uye chirongwa iLive Talk, The Connection. Nhasi nyaya iri mudariro, nyaya iri mugango, tiri kutaura zvirongwa zvevechidiki vemapato akasiyana siyana zvekutsvaga rutsigiro pamberi pesarudzo dzichaitwa panguva pfupi inotevera. Uyezve muchirongwa nhasi tina vatimuringai vebato reTCCC muno muAmerica, silo mnumzana Mthulisi Hanana Ncube njalo webandla lezapu nguye usecretary general unobhala jikelele. Kuzothi-ke simelele umnumzana Addington Pofu webandla leZANU PF, nguye uspokesperson wabasakhulayo koBulawayo uthe uza kuba khona kuhlelo. Incingo ungani ziyahlupha kancane kodwa lokho esiqhubeka sizama ukuxhumana laye. Ncube, ngiphenduke kuwe lapho. Sike sakhuluma ngendaba ye-representation yabasakhulayo kumabandla kulolu hlelo, I think last week or last week but one. Kweleno ibandla kuminjani? Ungathi abasakhulayo baphiwe yini ithuba, liyalithola yini ithuba lokuthi liphiwe amathuba ukuthi okay wena uzancintisa laphana udinga ukuba lilunga lephalamenti, lwana ancintise laphana la edinga ukuba ngukhansila. Kumbe amakhehla lezalukazi bayagijima bahamba phambili?
Uyabona umbuso lokubusa lokuphatha abantu akubhenyiswana ukuthi hhayi mana lapha sikunike yinto yokuthi umuntu kumele ayilwele. Amabandla kumele acreate i-environment yokuthi khona kube lula ukuthi noma ngubani oncintisayo, kumbe mdala, kumbe ngumama, kumbe ngubaba, kumbe mude, kumbe mfitshane, kumbule mali, kumbe kalamani, enelise ukuthi aphiwe lelo thuba lokuncintisa. Now izaphu esingakunanzelela kakhulu yikuthi abantu abatsha bayaphiwa amathuba. Ungananzelela mina ngingusecretary general, isikhundla sokuba ngusecretary general isikhundla esikhulu kakhulu 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 okumangalisayo ngoba i-administration yonke yeparty, inhlelo zonke zeparty zenziwa yimi, umabhalane omkhulu wenhlanganiso. So okutshengisa ukuthi hayi thina njengebandla abantu abatsha bayaphiwa amathuba. Ungakhala ku-National Executive Council yethu silabantu abanenga kulu ase abacha elike lakhuluma lo chief spokesperson wethu yena manje mncane kakhulu ngoba mncane kulami mina ngifike 35 years yena mncane ngemva kwami banenga abantu abanjalo njengebandla siyakhuthaza ukuthi abantu abacha abangene bapatheke ekubusweni kwelizwe kodwa kuqakathekileyo sifundisa abantu abatsha ukuthi bangameleli ukuphiwa ngoba umbuso kawuphiwana kabafunde kubobaba bethu abathi bebatsha bathwala izikhali baphuma baye eZambia abanye baye eBotswana baye eAngola abanye baye emazweni atshiyeneyo abanye baze bafike eRussia bengabantu abatsha belwela ikusasa labo thina ethi kukhuthaza abantu abatsha bekuzaphi ukuthi udubo lwabo ukuhlukuluzeka kwabo ukuhlukumezwa kwabo kakube yikho okubakhuthazayo ukuthi basukume baphakame basifise ukuphatha basifise ukubusa ngoba ikusasa yeZimbabwe sikhuluma ngayo ikusasa yabo labantu babo lawa maxhegu lezalo kwazi hawu sisiyaba ngu-2028 abaningi bakhona basebe ehambe kwanhliziyo ngithe bayaphumula angithi so thina siyatshela abantu abatsha ukuthi kumele bayenze izinqumo na sisiphethe baphatheke kukuseni ukwenzela ukuthi kusasa bakhangele iZimbabwe abayilwelayo bakhangele iZimbabwe abayilungisayo.
Siyabonga.
Ngiyaphuthake mana kancane ngokuphuthake asikaqedi iprocess yokukhetha abameli ukukhetho lolesiyakilo kodwa ngiyathemba ukuthi nxa sesiqedile sizalinika uluhlu oluzaba lulabantu abatsha kulabantu abagogekileyo kulabantu abakhubazekileyo kulabantu kulabomama kulabobaba okutshengisela ukuthi iparty ilaba kubonke abantu abangumphakathi weZimbabwe. Ngiyabonga.
Siyabonga Ncube. Sithatha umlaleli kancane kwele Botswana. Mterere wakadi yakho siyakwamukela mlaleli. Hayi watakasimba tukutaura nani?
Tora na Patson Mabuda ndiri kuBotswana.
Okay mkoma itipe ofungwa zenyu pachidimbu muri kuzvionawo seizvo sarudzo idzi.
Tekudzo sarudzo ndedzetu dzakachena.
Makanyoresa kuvhota.
Ndakanyoresa kuvhota last week nandiri kuZimbabwe.
Okay, saka muri patriotic ka.
Atatomira kuti tidzokere kumusha kuvhota chaiko takatomirira chaizvezvo.
Saka zuva resarudzo muri kudzokera kuZimbabwe kunovhota nemhuri kana kuti muri kufamba mega?
Ndinofamba ndega ndikudzokera zuva resarudzo kuti unovhotera vachamisa kuti vapinde chaiko atatambura kunyika kwedu.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma kuBotswana uko. Mr. Muringai, coming to you. Mutivhare chirongwa nekuti nguva dzafamba. Ari kupinda here mukomana?
One time hazvitombobvunzwa izvo. Ndosaka tiri kuona zano iri kubhidhirika. Haisi kuti pa voters roll, haisi kuti pa delimitation report, haisi kuda kubudisa kana nedate rekuvhota nokuti vanoziva kuti pavo papera. Ndichiwedzera ipapo tiri kutaura kuti 36,000 villages have been covered, 1,971 wards dzine marepresentatives, all House of Assembly 210 constituencies dzimwe dzichiita 11 nominees. Saka we are ready if they give us the fair full.
Thank you there, Mr. Muringai. I'm sorry we are out of time. We have to leave it there. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests, Mr. Thulisi Hanana Ncube, Secretary General of the Opposition, ZAPU, Tim Muringai of the Opposition, also CCC, and we were supposed to have Addington Pofu of ZANU-PF, ZANU-PF Youth Spokesperson in Bulawayo, but unfortunately, due to connection issues, we were unable to reach him on the phone. That brings us to the end of our show. Good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.